The Addiction Recovery Chaplain's Role: Presence, Prayer, Boundaries, and Referral. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In addiction recovery ministry, role clarity is not a small detail. It is one of the ways a chaplain protects the person in recovery, the church, the recovery community, and the chaplain's own soul. An addiction recovery chaplain is not called to fix another person's addiction. The chaplain is called to bring Christ-centered presence, prayerful encouragement, wise boundaries, and referral-ready care. That means the chaplain walks alongside people with dignity, humility, and spiritual steadiness, while remembering that recovery is a whole person journey involving body, soul, relationships, habits, accountability, and community support. The chaplain's first role is presence. Presence means showing up without panic, without superiority, and without trying to control the person's recovery. A person impacted by addiction may carry shame, secrecy, fear, spiritual confusion, family pain, or relapse history. The chaplain offers calm attention. The chaplain listens. The chaplain helps the person feel seen as an image bearer, not reduced to a substance, a relapse, or a label. The second role is prayer. Prayer should be offered by permission. A chaplain might say, "Would it be helpful if I prayed with you right now?" This protects dignity. Prayer is not a tool for pressure. It is a ministry of dependence on God. Scripture can also be shared with consent. A chaplain may say, "There is a passage that has encouraged many people in seasons of struggle. Would you like me to share it?" The third role is boundaries. Boundaries are not a lack of love. Boundaries make love safer. A chaplain should not become a therapist, sponsor, treatment provider, detox worker, case manager, legal advisor, housing provider, or emergency responder. The chaplain must avoid secretive meetings, financial entanglement, romantic confusion, unsafe transportation arrangements, or constant availability that creates dependency. The fourth role is referral. Referral is not failure. It is wisdom. When someone needs medical care, detox support, counseling, sponsor accountability, emergency help, domestic violence support, suicide intervention, or treatment placement, the chaplain encourages connection with the right people and systems. What helps? Calm presence, permission-based prayer, clear role language, and respect for recovery supports. What harms? Overpromising, rescuing, shaming, acting alone in crisis, or pretending the chaplain can do what trained professionals must do? A faithful addiction recovery chaplain is not the whole recovery plan. The chaplain is a trustworthy Christian presence within a larger circle of care.